Back in April, Lynn went to see Annie at the King's Theatre. Glad I'm not embarrassing her. She's so worldly. That's Annie, not Annie Get Your Gun. That's Annie the Musical, set in the 30s America or late 20s, whenever it was. And one of the songs there is It's a Hard Knock Life. And that kind of... I'd seen it before many, many years ago in Derby by the Derby Operatic Society. I didn't really want to go and see it again because Derby Operatic, they're the ultimate. It couldn't get any better than that. So, but it was a phrase that went through my mind. And, of course, the Bible has got quite a few hard knock stories. I won't say hard luck. Hard knock stories in it. And I'm going to read about one of them here, and we'll also look at one next week as well. So it's a series of two on hard knock stories in the Bible. So Mark chapter 5 is where I'm going to read from, reading from verse 21. It's a story that's familiar to us all. Mark chapter 5, verse 21. And when Jesus was passed over again by ship unto the other side, many people gathered unto him, and he was nigh unto the sea. And behold, there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name. And when he saw him, he fell at his feet, and besought him greatly, saying, My little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come, and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live. And Jesus went with him, and many people followed him, and thronged him. And a certain woman, which had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse, when she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind, and touched his garment. For she said, If I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press, and said, Who touched my clothes? And his disciples said unto him, Thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, Who touched me? And he looked around about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him, and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, Daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace, and be whole of thy plague. This is the case of the ruined woman. The Bible is filled with impossible, hopeless cases. Situations and circumstances appear in the Word of God, which lead us to understand that the solution to them is impossible. There seems to be no solution. There's storms, needs, disease, deaths, sicknesses, and many other situations that to the human mind are impossible to deal with. And yet, they're handled with ease by a sovereign God. And this section of Mark's Gospel is filled with several of these impossible situations, and this is one of them. Earlier, there was a storm which seemed to overwhelm those who were involved in it. Then there's a man who's filled with demons to such an extent that he was cutting himself and throwing himself against rocks. There seemed to be no cure for him. No one else could offer him a cure anyway. And then there's this, at the beginning of our reading, this dead little girl, the daughter of Jairus. Well, Jesus steps into every one of these unimaginable situations and does something wonderful, proves that he is more than capable of handling any of these things. What this demonstrates time and time again in the pages of the Bible is the truth that God is more than adequate for all of our needs as well, whatever they may be. There are no impossible situations with him. There is always hope for those who listen to him, those who follow him. Our situations are not hopeless. Well, the text we read describes another hopeless situation. Jesus is on the way to heal this daughter of the man, this man Jairus. And on the way, he's surrounded by all these people, a great throng of people. They're jostling him about. And so many of them that many are overwhelmed. But in that crowd, there's this poor woman who comes up to him. She's weak, timid, dying. She reaches out and she touched Jesus Christ. And when she touched the Lord, her life was transformed instantly, completely, and permanently. And just want to look at, briefly at the facts about this particular story, about this particular woman and a tremendous thing that happened to her. But the first thing we can look at and notice is the suffering that she was going through. And it makes hard reading. It's not easy reading what she's going through. We're told that her ailment was an issue of blood, what other people call a flux. What it means is that she was hemorrhaging and had been hemorrhaging for a good number of years. 12 years she'd had this problem where blood was flowing from her. Obviously not gushing out like if you cut a jugular vein or anything like that, but a gradual, time-consuming leakage of blood, of life source and energy. We don't know what caused the hemorrhage, what it came from, but the verb tense indicates that it was continual. It did not cease. It did not heal up, this flow of blood. And we can imagine the anguish that this woman was going through, and we're going to explore some of the things that caused her anguish with regards to this. First of all, there was a physical anguish, of course, that would naturally come from this loss of blood, from this constant blood loss. She would be anemic and weak. She would have looked pale, not necessarily interesting. She'd have no energy at all. And the least effort would wear her out. She couldn't do very much at all. What a terrible condition to be in. Physical anguish. And there was also medical anguish that she was going through. She tried all the remedies of the physicians of her day. And we're told that she suffered under their care. I'll give you a few examples of the treatments that she would have received from those who were in that position of physician during that day. A number of these cures are taken from the Talmud, which is like a Jewish commentary on the law, on parts of the Bible. It's not the Bible itself, because there are a lot of things in there that are difficult to treat seriously. There are 11 remedies prescribed in the Talmud for the treatment that of the disease that she had. I'm not going to give you them all, but here's a brief example. One of them writes, take of Persian onions, 9 logs, boil them in wine, give it to her to drink and say, arise from thy flux. If that doesn't work, set her in a place where 2 ways meet, let her hold a cup of wine in her hand and let somebody come up behind her and scare her, make a jump and say, arise from thy flux. She didn't have the hiccups. She had a bleeding, a leakage of blood.